From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. The term hitmaker gets thrown around a lot in the music business, but to describe the legendary producer, Arif Mardin, as a hitmaker is actually an understatement. The 73-year-old record producer has been the wizard behind the curtain for a wide variety of pop, country, jazz, and R&B hits over the last 40 years.
Sunrise, sunrise. Looks like morning in your eyes. For you are the wind beneath my wings. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher, man. Yes, he was. He was.
Arif Mardin has always had a special touch with capital D divas, Dusty Springfield, Bette Midler, Carly Simon, and Barbara Streisand. He stopped by our New York studio to share some of his stories from recording sessions. I began by asking him why he tends to work with so many women.
My wife asked the same question. Why are you working with ladies all the time? I guess I put them at ease because there are certain kind of producers, arrangers, musicians who actually are kind of male chauvinist people, and they drive these wonderful, talented people crazy.
So how do you put them at ease?
Say that I work for you, but I'm not a yes man. That's very important. I work for you. I want to make the project successful. But if there's anything I don't like, I will speak up.
You also recorded several songs with Aretha Franklin. There's one in particular I'm interested in. It's a song called Daydreaming, which begins with this sort of wonderful, sparkling champagne bubbles kind of opening.
Well, that was Aretha's concept of a young woman daydreaming. Genius. She came up and she played the electric piano, Fender Rhodes, with the chromatics. And then the rhythm section comes in.
He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Where was this recorded?
In New York.
At the Atlantic Studio? The Hit
Atlantic
Factory?
Atlantic Studios. Now it's an animal shelter. The building is still there.
It's an animal shelter now.
Right.
That famous studio.
1841 Broadway and 11 West 60th. So this was, you know, one of those memorable sessions. And if you notice, the group is not singing a regular 4-4. Daydreaming, na-na-na-na-na-na. Six beats. Where did she come up with these Stravinsky-like time signatures, you know? This is fantastic.
How closely do you work with artists in developing the arrangements?
Well, definitely with Aretha, I would be there in the room with my manuscript paper and pencil and try to write what she's trying to put it with her left hand, with her right hand. Yeah. Almost like making a soup.
And you're the chef.
Yes, and I stir.
The song Rock Steady was one of Aretha's long line of hits from the early 70s, and it sounds like you all were having a party in there. Hard to sit still when you listen to this.
Yes, yes. What it is.
Now, Aretha is known as the Queen of Soul. Is she also the queen of these recording sessions?
Definitely. And it was all these wonderful rhythm numbers happened in the studio. We're talking about the soup. For example, we would say to the guitar player, Cornel Dupree, that was great. Keep it up. Do it. Every eight bars, do that lick. Okay, the drummer does something. Keep it up. So the producer's job is to actually also remind the musicians that they have played something memorable and to do it again.
You've covered many, many musical styles and genres over the years, and in the 1980s, you sort of jumped into the hip-hop world with Chaka Khan's hit song, I Feel For You.
Chaka Khan. As we were mounting the recording onto the main master, my hand slipped on the repeat machine. So it happened to be Chaka Khan. And we said, let's keep that. That's very interesting.
That was an accident.
Right.
Was this an experimental project for you? New technology, new sounds?
Yes. Chaka's brother and I were at home by my piano, and I said, you know, you have two sisters. One of them is called Taka Boom, and other sister is Chaka Khan. Why can't we use these two names like percussion? Taka Boom, Chaka Khan, Taka Boom. So we tried so many ideas, and nothing came about. But there was a germ of an idea. When we were about to do this particular song, I told my arranger to use her name as percussion. And I want love. I don't want any mention about hip-hop, my gold chain. You know, I love you, Chaka, I love you.
After all these years, you're finally now working on a memoir. I'm wondering if there's a nugget of wisdom that you want to pass on to future record producers.
No, I think, you know, the most important thing is the song. There are many kinds of songs, light dance numbers, you know, novelty. Or you have a song like Wind Beneath My Wings that I got three or four letters that I think were more important than receiving many Grammys. I mean, says, my mom had cancer, listening to this song, she found solace. Or, we're about to divorce, we got back together. That kind of a thing, I felt like, wow, I'm like a priest or a doctor. And today, no matter what kind of technology is used, all the machinery, all the computers, you still rely on a great song.
Record producer Arif Mardin describing his life behind the music.